Chapter 75. Dakarin. The storm had passed, and the dawn of a new day crept its way over the few remaining clouds. There was an unwelcome chill in the air that clung to Prince Dakarin like a wet shirt, and left behind a sense of irritation as he watched his father's body being carried ceremonially down from the rise and placed on the back of a prepared wagon. The cart was draped on either side by the flag of Elondria. Valtor had made sure that the king's body had been appropriately redressed to hide their obvious transgressions from public view. Dakarin placed the royal crown back on his father's head before turning to address those gathered around.
"They were the bravest of us," he eulogized,
not having to fake the tears streaking his cheeks as he looked at his father's lifeless body. The king's arms had been folded reverently in front, his fingers atop the pommel of his sword.
"The High King, the Guardian Protector, and the High Guard fought with the courage of true Elondrian warriors," he said,
trying to appear as stately as possible, as he performed for the crowd of armed men.
"They gave their lives for their country. They shall be remembered as heroes, not only of Elondria, but all of Aldor."
A few of the lancers nearby voiced their agreements.
"We ride for Erremor in the morning."
"Your Highness," Commander Tolan stepped forward. "What shall we do about the Silmarins?
We're holding Overlord Sarin and Ambassador Belcor for questioning. They are both demanding to speak with you."
There was a funny sort of crinkle to the commander's brow, which brought Dakarin a sense of unease.
"They're claiming something about a bargain."
Dakarin tried not to react.
"Bargain?"
His voice feigned ignorance, but his eyes swelled with anger as he cast a sideways glance at Valtor, whose face remained as blank as an unwritten letter.
"Here's my bargain, Commander. Tell them Sealmar is no more. Tell them their families will live as outcasts, and their children and grandchildren shall curse their names. And then remove their heads."
He turned to walk away.
"Your Highness, what about our dead? They should be laid to rest with dignity, not left for the birds."
Dakarin turned, taking in the concerned faces of the lancers surrounding him.
"You are correct, Commander."
He smiled, but his voice held a definite edge.
"That is why I have arranged for the local citizenry of Bellbridge to do just that. They could stand to benefit from the extra coin we will provide for their services, and it will allow us to make for Erremor with all haste in order to bury my father."
Tolan's face did little to hide his bewilderment.
"But, Your Highness, should we not look for survivors in hopes of—"
"Commander!
Are you saying the burial of the High King is not of immediate importance?"
Dakarin was furious.
"How dare he question me?"
He could tell this man was going to be a problem. One of his first actions, when properly crowned, would be to get rid of him.
The king had been killed on his watch, after all.
Tolan glanced around hesitantly.
"No, Your Highness, I didn't mean to imply—"
"Good.
Then as the new leader of Elondria, I am giving you an order to leave them to the good people of Bellbridge while we make for Erremor."
He held Tolan's gaze and waited patiently for the commander to acquiesce to his authority. Tolan finally bowed his head.
"Very well, Your Highness, if that is your wish."
"It is,"
Dakarin said as he headed for his tent.
"I want to leave as soon as possible."
"Masterfully done, Your Highness."
Valtor followed Dakarin into his personal lodging. The Arch-Chancellor's praise slid around Dakarin like a python ready to squeeze.
"You need to show authority right from the start. Make them realize you will not be a weak king, and that you will demand their respect. Remember, Elondria needs strength.
Valtor moved behind his desk and began packing some books inside an open case.
On that note, I would also strongly advise the prince to execute Overlord Sarin's entire family as well. The last thing you want is for his progeny to become an eventual thorn in your side. It would set a strong precedent, in case there are others who would dare rise up against your throne.
Dakaran took a deep breath and considered his counselor's words. He didn't much like the thought of executing the Overlord's entire family, but Valtor had a point. He didn't want the man's kids growing up and coming after him for vengeance. But apart from that easily remedied problem, he had a much larger one to face.
Your scheming might have garnered us the throne, but in doing so you've left us vulnerable to our enemies. We've lost over half our army, not to mention the entire High Guard. How are we going to defend ourselves against the other kingdoms if they suddenly decide to take advantage of the situation?
Do you think me a fool, Your Highness?
Dakaran wondered if the question was supposed to be rhetorical. He wisely kept his mouth shut.
I have no intention of leaving Elondria without defense. There was more than one reason why we needed this war. It's not enough to simply remove the king. We need to remove his support. There needed to be a purging of the ranks. The Elondrian Lancers are loyal, not just to the crown, but to your father, especially those of the old guard like Commander Tolin. You saw the way he stood up to you today. You will need to remove him, and others loyal to him, as soon as possible.
But how are we going to replace the men we've lost? It's not like they grow on trees.
Grow on trees?
Dakaran's advisor chuckled.
What an interesting concept.
Valtor shuffled through some papers on his desk.
We can start by replacing the fallen with men from the White Tower. The Black Watch will be loyal, not to the kingdom or Erremor, but to you.
The Chancellor smiled.
Well, as long as you pay them, that is.
Crossing the room, Dakaran poured himself a glass of wine, trying to hide the slight tremor of his hand as he brought it to his mouth. Events seemed to be moving too quickly for him to keep up. He didn't like feeling completely reliant on Valtor. He still wasn't sure of the motives behind his advisor's actions.
What do we do about Arion and his men? We can't very well let Tolan see them laying up there with arrows sticking from their backs.
It has already been taken care of.
Valtor stepped over to the table to gather his books and paraphernalia.
My men stand guard on the rise as we speak, and the bodies are being hidden in the surrounding foliage on the backside of the rise. No one will be the wiser. But if they ask, we tell them the whorehounds didn't leave much in the way of remains, and what they did, we buried respectfully.
Valtor looked up from his packing.
And what decision have you come to concerning Sarin's family?
I believe you are right,
Dakaran said, not quite as confident about the decision as he would have liked to have been.
Very good. I'll have the executioner notified at once.
Dakaran winced at the thought, but the emotion was short-lived, as another took its place. He lowered himself into his chair with a heavy sigh before taking a large gulp of wine. He couldn't believe they had managed to pull it off. King Dakaran. A smile crept across his lips. He liked the sound of that.